Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I want to talk about single life. There are a lot of people out there that are single. And people are single because of the change in the world, the change from dating, how dating has evolved from meeting generally in person. Years ago, people met in person. You went to a restaurant, you went to a club, you met people in person. Now, you could still do that, but with the COVID situation and with technology and social media, a large number of people try to meet somebody online. So what happens is, as I always talk about in my podcast, we have this thing called options. And when there's a lot of options and there's a lot of supply, people will not work as hard to try to focus in on one person because they have these other options. And what's happening in the dating world is that so many people, I see this all the time in because I'm in a lot of Facebook groups and I have a lot of friends that are going through this. And people are getting tired of the dating world. They're getting tired of swiping. They're getting tired of people not getting back to them. They're getting tired of the breadcrumbing, the little messages that people give you, but they don't follow up. They don't follow up because they're talking to a bunch of people at once. So they're not giving you their attention. This is the problem. They're not focusing on one person because in the back of their mind, they're saying to themselves, well, let me see what else is around. Maybe I could do better. There's always that temptation, that addiction. It is. It's like an addiction to see what else is around. And it used to be where a lot of the men were doing that initially to the women. They were, you know, talking to multiple women. And now what you have is you have the women doing it to the men. So the power in the dating world is really switching off. The power used to be when social media came into effect and all these dating apps came into effect, the men had more of the upper hand in the dating world. Whereas the women that were looking for relationships had a more difficult time. So what's happening is a lot of women that are looking for relationships are getting off the dating apps because they're tired of the games. They're just flat out tired of the nonsense. And a lot of them have written and said, well, you know what? I'm going to let God find me someone. Or I'm just going to live my life. And now a lot of men, they come up to me and they say, it's not easy for us to meet somebody because a lot of these women don't want to be in relationships. They want to be single. And especially women that have been divorced, they don't want to go through it again. And then they go out there, they're divorced, then they go out there and they date. And they see that the whole dating world is different because when you're divorced, usually you're a little bit older. In a lot of cases, you have children. So the whole dating game changes. The amount of options that you have are limited. And then you get people that are in your dating range, so to speak, and the people that you're trying to date are very picky. So what happens is a lot of these people are getting disgusted and they're saying to themselves, you know what? I am just tired of this and I am going to live for myself. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that, because life is very funny. I always say life is unpredictable. You just don't know what could happen in your life. You could be married to somebody and you could be unhappy in that relationship. You could be married to somebody and your marriage could end in 20 years. So you always have to have your own self-identity. You always have to have your own life. You have to always prepare yourself for anything that could happen in this world, whether it's something financial, somebody loses their job, somebody gets sick. It happens, people. It happens. So it's a way to make yourself stronger as an individual. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go out there and you shouldn't try to meet people. Of course, we all should want to be happy. And in order as human beings to be happy, relationships are what make us happy. The relationships that we have with the people that we care about and the people that are around us are what make us happy. The relationships we have with our friends, with our family, with our children, with people we date, with people we're in a relationship with. Okay? So when they did a study, they said that a lot of the people today, and especially the younger people, you know, there a lot of them are living their life for me, and they're saying, well, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to be single. I'm going to date all these different people. But when they did the study on all these people, they found that a lot of these people, although they should be happy because they're single and they're out there and they're, you know, having fun, you know, sexually or whatever they do, hookups, but deep down, there was this emptiness inside them. There was this loneliness inside them. So is that world really making us happier? Okay, so you have to ask yourself that. And you have to say to yourself, you know what? Yes, maybe I do want to have somebody in my life, or maybe the person that's in my life right now is not filling that void in me. I mean, you yourself as a person need to be happy with yourself. You can't rely on somebody else to make you happy or fulfill that happiness. You yourself have to be happy as an individual. And the way that you make yourself happy is knowing that you're doing everything you can do possible to have a better life. That means having your act together, having your place together, living in a nice environment. And when I say nice, I don't mean necessarily an expensive home or anything like that. I just mean something that's well kept, something that's happy, okay? Being able to have that financial security, being able to do things that you can do, going out with a friend, social distance, and do what you can in this COVID type of environment that we're living in currently. But the whole point of this podcast is to really talk about single life and to not look down on it. There's nothing to be ashamed of being single, because today, single is the new norm. Today, you look at people's profiles on a lot of social media, and there's an overabundance of people that are single today. So it's actually, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know what? It's the people that are in relationships, a lot of them are staying in relationships because they either got in the relationship, you know, before all the social media and the jumping around, or they were really, really ready for a relationship. So here's what I'm saying to you. If you're a person that is currently single and you're out there and you're trying to meet people and you're just hitting one wall after another wall and you're just constantly meeting insincere people, stop banging your head against a wall. And as far as the dating apps go, I am not an advocate of the dating apps because in my eyes and what everything I've seen and heard about dating apps is basically dating apps have become hookup apps. Very few people that are on the dating apps are there to sincerely date and meet somebody for a relationship. So, you know, you have a better chance of winning Powerball than meeting somebody on a dating app. I'm not saying that it can't happen or it hasn't happened, but what I'm saying is the dating apps now, okay, I would say probably over 90% of the men that are on the dating apps are not there for the right reasons, are not there to have a relationship with you. And it doesn't matter what they say. They'll put anything on the profile. They'll say looking to get married, looking for a relationship. A lot of it is just flat out lies, okay? So I don't think that is the way to go. If you're looking to meet somebody, you need to meet them in your everyday life, but we're living in a COVID type of situation. And if we're in that kind of situation, what I suggest to you is to get into yourself and build yourself up. Do everything you can for yourself. Work on your career. Find a hobby. Get into your physical health. Make a plan, a life plan for yourself. You have to think for yourself. What will better your life? Because you know what? Yes, it's great to be in a relationship and build with somebody, but if you're not at that stage and you haven't met that person, you have to still live your life and you have to still be happy. And there are other things in this world that can make you happy than necessarily being in a relationship. You have family relationships, you have friend relationships, you have business relationships of people that fulfill your life. Okay, if you're looking for, you know, a long-term partner, till you meet that long-term partner, but get into your own self, work on yourself. If you feel that you need to lose weight, start researching, look for different weight loss programs. If you feel like, you know, you need to build your career, take online classes. Do something like that. And through those type of things, you meet people. Try to meet people in other ways, through groups. I always say through different kind of interest groups is a great way to meet people if you're looking. But the thing is, today, single is the new norm. So if that's the case, instead of struggling, and a lot of people struggle, okay, women struggle today, you know, to try to find somebody that's a serious partner, somebody that really wants to meet someone. Now, men, I get a lot of feedback from men that they're saying that it's very difficult to meet women, that, you know, so many people are picky. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. Because a lot of times they're not looking for the right things in a person. A lot of times the things that I hear from men is, you know, a lot of them, men are in general, are very visual. So they may be looking for a certain type of look in a woman, okay? And the thing is, the same thing with the women. The women could be very critical too, as well, of the men and be looking for certain traits. Oh, I don't like that. He's too short. Instead of looking at other qualities in the person, like I say, you have to look at the complete person. Is this person kind? Is this person have understandings? How does this person treat me? A number one, people. A number one. How does that person treat you? Does that person give you respect? And I love that word respect because it's so true. It's so true. If you're going to be in a healthy, loving relationship, that person has to respect you. So you have to ask yourself, this person that I'm dealing with, are they giving me respect? Okay? So these are the things that I wanted to touch upon tonight. And I wanted to just let you know that because we have this COVID situation and because a lot of things are closed, For instance, in New York, a lot of the movie theaters are closed. A lot of the indoor restaurants are closed. People right now are meeting outdoors. But, you know, it's a very limited type of environment, a limited type of social distance world that we're living in because, number one, our health comes first. You know, all this dating and everything, things will come back in time. But we have to live in this kind of world where we have to be careful. So you don't want to just risk going out and meeting random people with COVID out there and take a chance. Not only that, you meet these people out there, you don't know who they've been around. If you're talking to someone and they're rushing you right away, oh, I got to meet you, okay? Without putting in the work to getting to know you, you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance. And then you're going to meet this person. You don't know what their track record is because you haven't sat there and you haven't talked to them. They could have met 5 or 10 other people within the last few days. So you're putting yourself at risk to being around somebody like that. So I just wanted to, you know, make you aware of that. So that's why I'm saying get into your single life, get into yourself, build up your self-worth. Watch YouTube videos. There's a lot of good information on YouTube, you guys, where, you know, if you're looking to build up your self-esteem, if you're looking to do any kind of health videos, all that information is on there to make yourself feel stronger, build up your self-worth. And in time, when things ease up in the world, okay, and people can go out more and socialize more, you're going to be that much more ready, okay? Because there's always things that we could change about ourselves to make us a better person. And let me tell you something too. Just because you're dating somebody, there are no guarantees that that will last. And that's why I always say, you gotta love yourself first. Period, dot, end of story. You gotta love yourself first. Because today you think you know somebody and you don't necessarily see certain signs in that person that may not come out for a year even, sometimes longer. You find new things about people. I always hear about people that have been dating somebody for 2 years and all of a sudden they see certain things about them that they never knew that person was about. For instance, they could be a narcissist. That person could have been on their best behavior the first 6 months to a year dating you, and then all of a sudden, when they feel they have no use for you, just throw you away. So you know what? As long as you know that you've built yourself up and that you're a strong individual and you've built your relationships with friends, family, coworkers, people that you're friends with online even, okay? You become a stronger individual in life, okay? So I wanted to touch upon that and I wanted to let people know that because I do know that there are a lot of single people out there that are struggling with dating today and you have to realize that, you know what, it's okay. You know, I'm single, it's okay. This is the way it is. It, you know, a lot of people are going through it and I'm just going to get into myself. And if it comes in my everyday life that I run across somebody and we connect and we could build from it and we're on the same page and that person's mindset is on the same page as you and they show you with their actions, with their consistency, with their contacting you on a regular basis, with them being consistent in having interest in you, okay? Because that's another thing that happens. People date and then the person love bombs them in the beginning and then all of a sudden they lose interest. They lose interest because either they're not that into you, they may still talk to you, but they're losing interest because they're not that into you or because someone else has their interest, because they talking to somebody else. I always say, trust and believe in most cases, not all, there's always exceptions, but in most cases, if they're not giving you their full attention, you better trust and believe that attention is going to someone else or something else, okay? So trust your gut. Believe me when I tell you, you need to trust your gut because your gut is telling you something for a reason. This is something I used to do in my past all the time. I used to second guess myself, and I realized through experience, through life experience, that my gut was right, okay? So I hope that helps you guys, and if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. Have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my sponsor, Baby Wonderland Baby Gifts. They have adorable baby gifts for somebody that is having a baby and you need to get a gift for, or maybe you want to get a gift for somebody that's having a first birthday. Adorable step stools, piggy banks, gorgeous gift baskets, and you could have it shipped directly to them. They've been in business for over 20 years. So if you know somebody that's having a baby or you need a baby gift, or maybe you just want to check out their personalized baby furniture, which is adorable for any child's room, go to babywonderland.com. That's BABYWONDERLAND.com. And use my voucher code TAKE10 to take 10% off your price.